This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. After placing a 25% tariff on pork and a 15% tariff on other goods like fruit and wine earlier this week, China is now threatening to go farther and apply the scope to soybeans, beef, and cars, exports that are essential to Central Ohio's economy. WOSU's Adora Namigade has been looking into this today, and she joins me now. How are you doing, Adora?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This isn't a for sure thing yet, right? When would these start if they were imposed?
The effective start date hasn't been announced, but China's Ministry of Commerce says the tariffs would target up to $50 billion of U.S. products every year.
Help us understand how we got to this point.
Well, yesterday, the Trump administration proposed 25% tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports. This was to protest what the administration calls unfair trade practices. The tariffs cover products used in sectors like robotics and information technology. So in response, China said that it would retaliate against the new measures. A ministry spokesperson said on the Xinhua news agency, quote, "We will prepare equal measures for U.S. products with the same scale," end quote.
The new tariffs would apply to a whole host of products, more than 100 in the U.S. Give us an understanding of how big this would hit Ohio's economy.
So the tariffs would apply to some products that are really important to Ohio. The Marysville Honda plant would be impacted because the new tariffs would apply to several types of vehicles. OSU Fisher College of Business's Oded Shankar explains.
It includes SUVs, which is the fastest growing segment
right.
in the Chinese market, and includes plug-in, because the Chinese definitely strategy is to try to, if you want, capture leadership in the automotive market by leapfrogging into the next generation.
It would also apply to soybeans. Ohio Soybean Association Director Kirk Merritt says that the impact on farmers would be significant.
Soybeans are the number one crop in Ohio and by far the number one agricultural export. About half of our Ohio ag exports are soybeans.
Has the soybean industry seen any fallout from this announcement?
Yes. This morning, the price of soybeans fell about 40 cents. Brett Davis is a farmer in Delaware County, and he says that that could mean thousands of dollars lost.
And that could affect my farm just in this one day of over $35,000. It's very impactful in the farm economy. And this is just announced. It's not in effect. So this is just the rumor.
How does the industry plan to handle this?
Kirk Merritt, the director of the Ohio Soybean Association that we heard from earlier, says that the focus now is to work with politicians to prevent the U.S. from implementing our tariffs so that China doesn't feel the need to retaliate.
Our hope is that they don't get implemented. There's still time to negotiate that. There's still time to advocate in a way that they might not be implemented. That's our number one goal. To work with our elected officials and encourage them to negotiate in a way that the tariffs don't get implemented.
Is there a timeline at all for all of this?
There's no effective start date for tariffs on either side to be imposed, but the government has a public comment period that lasts until May 11th. And a hearing for the tariffs is set for May 15th. Companies and consumers alike will be able to lobby to have some products either added to the list or taken off.
Thanks so much for talking with me today, Adora.
You're welcome.
Adora Namigade is a reporter for WOSU. She's been looking into the possibility of tariffs from China and how they could impact industry in Ohio.